Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 7th. Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel Fire Department implements new real-time digital alert system. CAL FIRE warns of invasive oak-killing pest sightings in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Burlogger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented the new HAS Alert Safety Cloud System. This new technology was funded in part by a grant received from the California Office of Traffic Safety. HAS Alert is a public safety solution that alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching or working on a scene. California's move-over laws require that drivers slow down and change lanes for active emergency vehicles. The San Miguel Fire Department says, however, flashing lights and sirens often don't provide enough warning to drivers, especially at high speeds or in poor visibility. The new HAS Alert system will provide warnings through navigation apps and in-vehicle dashboards for some newer models. The system requires no action from drivers. The first event to honor the life and legacy for Norma Moy will be a rosary vigil tonight at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. Then on February 28th will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to honor Norma Moy with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Invasive oak-killing pest spotted in Ventura County, CAL FIRE says. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KBRL News continues at 6:10. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that an invasive oak tree pest has been spotted in Ventura County. The invasive gold-spotted oak borer, or GSOB, is a beetle native to southern Arizona and is considered an invasive pest capable of destroying entire oak tree ecosystems. Large oaks, according to Cal Fire, can die within just a few years of infestation. GSOBs travel and spread through the movement of infested firewood. Cal Fire says the first GSOB infected coast live oaks in Ventura County and was identified in August 2024, with a second dead oak seen in April 2025, followed by several other dead oaks in May. Cal Fire recommends residents to be aware of this pest and inspect local oaks when possible for signs of them. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents to attend their transitional kindergarten, or TK, and kindergarten parent information night ahead of enrollment for the 26-27 school year. This event will be held Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school's Performing Arts Center. The meeting will give parents the information they need about program options, eligibility, enrollment requirements, and expectations for TK and K students. Enrollment will be open from February 2nd through February 20th. When enrolling students, families will need to provide a copy of their child's birth certificate, immunization records, identification, and proof of address. The California Mid-State Fair has announced that for the first time in fair history, there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena on Tuesday, July 14th. Tickets will go on sale the week of Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m., available only at midstatefair.com. Chris Stapleton is a Kentucky-born musician nominated in previous years for Best Country Song, Best Country Solo Performance, and Best Country Duo Group Performance category. Stapleton has worked with Adele, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake, and more. CEO of the Mid-State Fair, Colleen Bajorquez, said, quote, "It is an honor and privilege to host and present an artist of Chris Stapleton's caliber." In sports for the NFL, in the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m., then on Sunday, January 11th, the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles just after 1 p.m., and at 5 p.m., the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday, the Warriors beat the Bucks 120-113, the Spurs over the Lakers 107-91, the Knicks beat the Clippers 123-111. Tonight, the Mavericks will face the Jazz, the Heat will go against the Bulls, the Cavaliers will face the Timberwolves, and the Hornets will face the Pacers. In California news, reality TV personality Spencer Pratt says he will run for LA mayor as a Republican. Pratt said, "This isn't just a campaign, this is a mission, and we're going to expose the system." The private attorney for Nick Reiner has resigned from his case for unknown reasons. Nick Reiner is accused of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, in their home on December 14th. The attorney, Alan Jackson, says he does not believe Reiner is guilty of murder. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to deliver his final State of the State address to lawmakers in Sacramento at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 2026 is Newsom's final year for his term as governor and cannot run for a third term under California law. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems. And for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, livestock auction markets sit directly in the middle of every transaction, and that means trucking regulations have a direct impact on both markets and producers. Jarrah Settles, general counsel with the Livestock Marketing Association, says that's why overburdensome trucking rules are a big concern for LMA.
Obviously, livestock auction markets sit in the middle of livestock transactions. So those animals have to be hauled to us, and then they have to be hauled away from us after the sale. And so onerous or overburdensome regulations in the trucking space are extremely impactful and very much felt by our markets and then also by the producers that they serve. So LMA has been at the table for years on the conversation surrounding electronic logging devices and then the underlying conversation about hours of service.
And Jarrah says that they have had some success in getting flexibility for America's livestock haulers. More specifically, LMA says the industry is getting behind the HELP Act, which has been introduced by Colorado Congressman Jeff Hurd, that would just eliminate livestock haulers from compliance altogether with hours of service rules as well as the burdensome electronic logging device mandate.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After a dry start to December, a series of recent storms brought rain and snow to much of California, deepening the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada and bolstering water supplies for the state. As of last week, the statewide snowpack had risen to 71% of average, according to an announcement by the California Department of Water Resources. The dry conditions and warmer temperatures in early December delayed our snow building season, but the return of storm activity, especially in the last week, helped to build a solid base for this year's snowpack, said Angelique Fabiani Leon, hydrometeorologist for DWR. Thankfully, the recent storms that reached the state were cold enough to provide necessary benefits for the snowpack and our water supply. While California is in a better position now, it is still early in the season, and our state's water supply for this year will ultimately depend on a continued cadence of storms throughout winter and early spring. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Rocky Canyon Road near Highway 41 outside of Atascadero. CHP currently has several units at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 5:44 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Again, there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Rocky Canyon Road near Highway 41 outside of Atascadero, with CHP having several units at the scene. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-50s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 30. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunny on Monday through Thursday next week. Mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
The latest Real Trends survey says that RE/MAX agents outsell the competition 2-1 for the 13th year in a row. This is Elisa with RE/MAX Success in Templeton. We're still seeing multiple offers and not enough inventory. It's a great time to sell. We understand Slo County. Last year, our Success Charities donated over $125,000 back into the community. RE/MAX Success gives back, with over 50 agents to serve you in offices in North and South County. RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week ending January 3rd, 208,000, though the increase of 8,000 is modest and below what economists were predicting. The number of those remaining on benefits continuing claims also rose in the week ending December 27th to 1.91 million. The monthly employment report is released Friday morning. Weaker oil prices are good for consumers, but not oil profits. Shell is warning that a weak oil trading performance will drag on its earnings. Shares of beer giant Constellation Brands are higher. The maker of Corona and Modelo beers reported better than expected sales and earnings for the recent quarter. Constellation shares are up 2.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. And 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on this, I think I got it right this time, Thursday edition. And there we go. Ready, I think.
Stop midnight tea top Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red bus, picking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Amy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, raking out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off Eric Sanforcaron, and he will have on Lisa Majors. He'll be talking about human trafficking. So, get informed, and perhaps you can help out. And that's all this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. All right, what do we got? And can anybody tell me why in the United States of America that when law enforcement asks you to do something, you're going to resist or do something stupid that ends up in not good things? Can anybody answer that question for me? I'd love to see a statistic, because government loves statistics, on how many people have been injured or killed because they didn't listen to what they were told to do. And the officers would like to go home at night as well to their families, so they don't know what they're up against. Because they can't judge a book by its cover, and people that may look like quote-unquote normal, they may be dangerous people or crazed or something like that, even at the moment. So why don't people just follow the law? I want to see if I can... maybe just throw this out. The sheep, that's what I'll call them. That's what I'll call them. Many of these protests that we have seen around the country in recent years, they are organized groups. And what's, I don't think interesting, but it should be evident that many of these people behind the scenes are the leaders. They send the sheep out to do their dirty work. And you have to wonder, when something bad happens, if they're happy about it. Because it kind of lights a bigger fire and gets people a little bit more riled up. And when you have governors and people like the mayor referring to a group of people, the ICE officers, as Gestapo and Nazi, that tends to inflame some people. And some of those people may be a little bit off their rocker, or it sets them off their rocker. I believe it's deliberate. When we have a city council person not up against ICE, but encouraging people to go out there, does she understand that? And this is on both sides of the fence from any group, that you're going to have some people that are a little bit nuts. And something bad can happen. So why don't you help law enforcement? As I keep asking the question, let them do, well, not, the statement is, let them do their job. And then the other is, why do you want criminals living in your community? Let them do their work. You know, the in some cases, and not all, but in some cases, protesters are sheep, if you think about it. They are blindly following their leaders, and they generally lack independent thought. So the leaders rile them up and then send them out on the street. And they have to know full well, again, just based on numbers alone, there's going to be a couple of people that may end up doing some things stupid and may end up dead. Protests are, you know, obviously in this country, they're allowed, and they should be, I guess, organized to a point where they have somebody at least in the lead on the ground saying, look, folks, we can do this, but we better be careful because we don't want bad things to happen. We've seen, whether it was in Los Angeles, Seattle, anywhere, Minnesota a few years ago, these agents have to have, they stand there and have things thrown at them. And they don't, the protesters don't think that eventually something bad is going to happen because these people are getting momentum. Their emotions are ramping up when this type of thing is going on. So the sheep are the ones that are doing the groundwork for the people behind the scenes, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, if you think about it. So anyway, maybe you have some thoughts. And again, I see a word that we have thrown out here is tragedy. Tragedy, tragedy, tragedy. It's become, again, another overused word. Let's see here. On the text, good morning, Kevin. I invite you to try Duck AI. Others show various bias. It satisfies my needs, straight to the point and private. I use it exclusively now. Don't be afraid to ask what its capabilities are. Enjoy. Well, that's interesting because I also got an email yesterday because I brought it up in the 8 o'clock hour as we're jumping around this morning. It says, Kevin, AI, or as I call it, Al. Earlier today, you mentioned what would it be good if AI created a perfect world? I'm not sure, but what scares me is that the people who control it, what would their perfect world be? Perhaps total control of all parts of our lives. Not enough trust for me. Well, thank you for the email, and that does beg the question on the perfect world. What would be a perfect world? Everybody's would be different, but I think to this gentleman's point here, okay, who would decide that? Who would decide what the perfect world is? And also, it may not, well, I shouldn't say that because we look how far technology has gone in the last X amount of years, but what would be the impact on humanity itself if there was, quote unquote, such a thing developed down the road as a perfect world? What would that do? Would it take the humanity part, in other words, our emotions out of our lives completely? Because if everything is perfect, then there's really no sorrow or anything like that, right? We experience emotions, and that's part of our humanity. What about our minds? If we're having machines solve problems for us, what happens to our minds? Look at all the great ideas that have happened over the course of many, many years because of people using their minds. Would it be able to wipe out, and if it's possible, could AI offer solutions for poverty, disease, hunger, and anything else? Is that possible? I don't know. How do you make, you know, if people are poor, how do you make them rich? Well, obviously one would be share the money. Share the money. But disease? Okay. So think about that. If everything was perfect, everything was perfect. Chris, would that be boring if everything was perfect?
Yeah, I would think so. Because as much as it sucks to, like, you know, have some unfortunate things happen, sometimes it gets a little boring if everything's going too smoothly.
Well, yeah, too smoothly, but also, again, some of these things that arise that are unfortunate, I'll say, it leads to, again, a lot of things here, maybe compassion in some cases, some understanding, some, the conversation, oh, why did this happen? What can we do to prevent this again? And so forth and so on. So when you get to that stage where everything is perfect and there's no diseases and so forth, then how much of the human emotion do we take out of life to create this perfect world, the benefit? And what about the part of government? Would government become an unbiased arbitrator? Or would they use it to abuse? We see government abuse as it is now. Would there be precautions in there on the government taking total control of this perfect world? I think it's dangerous. Nobody likes to see bad things happen, but I think it's just part of the human, what we are as human beings. We see things, we compassion, we volunteer, we donate, we do these things. That's part of the life cycle. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I exactly agree with you on the part where if law enforcement tells you to do something, like get out of the car, you probably should, because they're just trying to do their job. And, you know, and like you said, the officers don't know what exactly is going on in that car. So, their lives are at risk every day.
Mm-hmm.
On that part, I agree, but people have to understand, too, that if you don't get out of the car when law enforcement asks you to, you never know when there's going to be a crazy lunatic with a gun that, I mean, I'm not saying the guy was, but in my opinion, she was steering away from him. She was turning right. I saw the wheel turning right. She wasn't trying to hit him. She was trying to get away from him. She was, you know, Trump said she... He was in the hospital because she hit him, and she didn't. He probably shouldn't have fired that shot at her like that, in my opinion.
I watched a couple of the videos, and I still can't figure out everything, because I guess they have found some different angles on it. But I noticed, you know, the one you're talking about, I seem to remember that her wheel was turning to the right, not into the officer. Is that the
one? Yeah, she was steering away from him. I saw three different videos, and the ones I saw, they all had her turning to the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I agree with you, though. You know, if officer stops me, I'm not going to keep my window rolled down. I'm not going to go in my glove compartment until I tell them my driver's license and insurance is in the glove compartment. You know, I'm not going to be dumb about it. But you know, that also ties in with me wanting to say something about this. They wanted to do this concealed carry weapons. You know, I have rifles. I have a pistol, but I would never actually carry it in public. You know, there's people out there that I just wouldn't trust doing that part. So,
well. The screening and so forth to be able to do that is pretty rigid, and there are laws about people's, you know, mental capabilities or lack of here in the state. So you would be against the people being allowed to carry?
I would totally be against that. I have weapons. I don't have any problem with it. I shoot squirrels with mine, you know.
Okay.
As far as concealed weapons, you know, let's face it, Kevin, there's a lot of crazy people out there that would love to carry weapons.
I know that.
We all know that.
But from anything that I've come across regarding the amount of people that already have them in the United States of America, there doesn't seem to be much, if any, of an issue with those people. As a matter of fact, you probably remember several stories within the last few years of, I think, a couple of churches, I think it was down in Texas, where some of the parishioners had weapons, and they were able to stave off some of these people who were wanting to do harm.
Yes. Well, if that is true. They do help. So it goes both ways, you know. It's just my opinion.
Right. Okay. So, but what about, you know, one of our favorite things, and as a matter of fact, this ties in with trivia today. So then what about the Second Amendment?
The right to bear arms?
Right. I mean, we live in a lot more dangerous world now.
That's true.
Okay, so I think I should be allowed to carry. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure that I have to go should have to pay $500 or whatever it is to be able to protect my rights to be able to carry.
All that's good and dandy. I'm just saying that there's a lot of rotten people out there that would try to finagle the test and all the screening you have to go through to get your firearms, and then they would get the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are the people I worry about.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair. But so what is your gut on the shooting? Do you think it's justified or not justified?
Not justified.
Okay. What about the leaders of the so-called leaders in Minnesota, the mayor and the governor, labeling the ICE people as fascists and Nazis and or Gestapo? Do you think that riles people up and puts more emotion into them than should?
It definitely does. They probably shouldn't have said. They should not have said that. Not probably. They should not have said the things they said.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gone around the block on here, and I've seen videos, and I don't know what's true with AI around. You know, they tend to mix things up, so it depends on what you watch, and it's like watching the news. You know, whether you watch Fox or CNN, you choose to believe whichever one you listen to. I listen to both of them, and then I choose to believe whoever I want. So it just depends on what you believe in. Like I've seen two different videos on how they train these ICE officials, and one of them seems to be pretty good, and the other one, I don't see how they could get away with carrying firearms. The first one I saw, well, okay, they do extensive training. And then the second one, they only do hardly any training at all. It just depends. You know, I don't know who to believe anymore.
Well, I'm just assuming here that the ICE training would be a standard one, not one that's, you know, well, this one's for here and that one's for there. Again, that's just my guess. Now, we also live in a world that some departments, and probably not under this administration, want to be stylish and allow people to have positions. And again, I'm not saying this with ICE because of the Trump administration, but we put people into positions to hire because it looks good, even though they may not be up to snuff.
That is true. Anyway, I've got to go to work, and you guys have a great day.
All right, thanks. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and let's see here, AI, the shooting, and let's see here. Here's a quote from Elon Musk, food for thought. This has to do with AI. Elon Musk has predicted that within 10 to 20 years, artificial intelligence and robotics will advance to the point where human work becomes optional and effectively nobody will have to work out of necessity. Well, that's not good for humanity at all. All right, back to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Prior to the previous call, I was going to change the word from tragedy for this shooting to justice. Now, I have not seen the videos by your description and the other caller's description. Apparently, this woman turned at the last second away from the officer as he was shooting. Is that correct?
I couldn't tell exactly. I watched it a couple of times, and I just saw him on the left-hand side. I never saw him, you know, again, from the videos I saw, him directly in front of the car.
Now, these officers have been attacked left and right, and yep. If she is driving with the intent of scaring the officer or actually running him over, but chickens out at the last second, and she gets shot, that's her fault, not his fault. What was she doing driving anywhere in the vicinity like that in the first place?
Right, they were talking to her.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah, she sped away. So again, you know, as an officer, I'm guessing, obviously, you know, you and I aren't there.
Yeah.
That okay?
No, I know.
I've got somebody here who's not listening, and so forth and so on. She's speeding away, and she's heading towards where and what is she going to do more damage? Or I mean, do damage?
Yeah, not complying with the officers, and then you couple the fact that they do get attacked often here, and there's all kinds of rhetoric against them, making allegations that are unsubstantiated. I've heard all kinds of stuff about how bad they are, but I never see or hear of any examples of them behaving badly. And in this case, I don't know that the officer was acting badly. Like I said, I have not seen the videos. But you comply. And if you're not complying and something bad happens, well, that's on you. That's on you. And I also did hear that this same officer had been hit by a car 6 months ago by someone running through a police line or a police operation. And it's like, okay, so he's been traumatized by that, and we're allowing this because you made the point that they have to stand there and accept bottles and rocks and bricks being thrown at them. And it's like, well, why aren't every one of those people in jail? You can't do that. That's not a protest. That's violence. And they experience that all the time, and every one of them should be in jail.
I know, because you know, particularly yesterday, the video I saw, I mean, this guy's face is right there on the camera. So he was throwing things as one of the officers was getting into a vehicle, arrest him. And I agree. Simple as I'm not using the word tragedy, but there's no story here if you just follow what the law enforcement are asking you to do. And as I've always said, if you're innocent, you got nothing to worry about.
Yep. Yep, because if they act badly, trust me, it'll be front page news all over the country if some officer does something egregiously wrong and violates your rights.
Yep.
And it just doesn't, and I know it doesn't happen because it would be on the lead of every news outlet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right. So. You know, and again, I'm going to go back to but the so-called leaders, you know, whether it's Minnesota or here or anywhere else, when you start to rile up some people, you should take into effect kind of what the last caller was alluding to. You got some nutcases that can maybe end up doing stupid things and ending up dead.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's the sheep.
Very true.
So
yeah,
we'll see where this we'll see how far this goes. And you know, that's another thing, because I think it was the mayor's, especially. He started, you know, with the F-bombs about ICE and so forth long before much information was released. There was
nonsense.
It was irresponsible, because by him doing that, again, it riles up the other people within the community, and they don't have the facts, he doesn't have the facts, and yet he's doing this emotional nonsense.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That behavior should be called out. Another quick question. Did I hear you say that we have a city council member that talked badly about ICE?
Yeah, last week. If you, Karen has a story on Cal Coast News from last week. Or the week before.
I didn't know that. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, check it out. She posted things on her social media, not representing the city. But you just go ahead and read them. But it gets to my point of leadership riling up people, and then the sheep hit the streets.
Yeah. And besides, just because it's on a personal account, you're still representing the city, not officially, but you are.
Well, that seems to be a bone of contention, not only with just in general, but also obviously, you know, several months ago, the issue with the school district as well. Well, she did it on her private account and so forth.
But that's okay, free speech, and you have the right to do that, that's fine. But then the agency that you're representing, even though it wasn't officially representing them, you still are, and you still should suffer the consequences, because I would. I have a code of conduct. I can't behave badly in public and keep my job if it's egregious. Every employee handbook has got something to that effect.
Yeah, most of them do. Most of them do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're up against it. Got to go. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Going to head over here.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that an invasive oak tree pest has been spotted in Ventura County. The invasive gold-spotted oak borer, or GSOB, is a beetle native to southern Arizona and is considered an invasive pest capable of destroying oak trees. Cal Fire recommends residents to be aware of this pest and inspect local oaks when possible. The California Mid-State Fair has announced, for the first time in fair history, there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena July 14th. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m. Available online only at midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Tensions boiling over in Minneapolis as a woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent during a protest yesterday. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at the news conference.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day.
Noem says Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed when she tried to run over agents, striking one of them. Mayor Jacob Frey, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are blaming ICE agents and President Trump. White House giving a little more details on the latest seizure of oil tankers.
The U.S. seized two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in back-to-back operations in the Atlantic and Caribbean. President Trump announcing up to 50 million barrels of Venezuelan oil will be hitting the market.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Alrighty, we have 8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
The first big NBA trade of the new year sends four-time All-Star guard Trae Young from the Hawks to the Wizards for veteran guard C.J. McCollum and young forward Corey Kispert. Young was in his eighth year in Atlanta, though limited to just 10 games this season because of leg injuries. The 76ers slammed the Wizards 131-110, while the Hawks handled the Pelicans 117-100. Hard times in the Big Easy, 9 straight losses. Spurs spanked the Lakers 107-91 despite a 38-point triple-double from Luka Doncic. Keldon Johnson came off the San Antonio bench to score 27. Stephon Castle says Johnson provides a spark.
Obviously, I feel like the other team can feel the energy in the arena when he checks in. So, I mean, it's just a boost, you know, all around the court. I mean, that's kind of a skill you can't really teach. That's just what he brings every day.
Blazers got 41 from Denny Avdija to trip the Rockets 103-102. 46 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Thunder bopped the Jazz 129-125 in overtime. Paolo Banchero banked in a three-pointer at the end of OT to lift the Magic over the Nets. Raptors stung the Hornets on Emmanuel Quickley's three-ball at the buzzer. Baseball, the Cubs picked up one of the top arms available on the trade market, getting right-hander Edward Cabrera from the Marlins for top prospect Owen Casey and two other youngsters. Cabrera set career highs in innings and strikeouts last year for Miami. And the college football playoff semifinals begin tonight with the Fiesta Bowl. Miami against Mississippi. Tomorrow it'll be the Peach Bowl with Oregon versus Indiana. The national championship game 1 week from Monday night in Miami. That's Thursday sports.
And we have lots of football for you this weekend. Saturday at 1 o'clock, it'll be the Rams taking on the Panthers, and a triple header Sunday starting at 9:30 with the Bills and the Jaguars. Then it's the Niners taking on the Eagles, and the Chargers are in New England taking on the Patriots. All right, sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine today, highs in the mid-50s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Get things wrapped. I got it done yesterday, just in time. Friday, upper 50s. Then mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. Monday, upper 60s. Same Tuesday. Could hit 70 Wednesday. Low 70s, perhaps a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 7:14 a.m., 5:07 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. They're at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. All right, last call for these two here. And remember, we put them on for a couple of days or a few days, and then if you need it back on, please let us know. All right, the one next door, I'll just call him Max. It is a very, very nice-looking border collie. It's a male. He's 9 pounds with a red collar, and he weighs about 36 pounds in pretty good shape. Pretty good shape here. Looking, he was last seen New Year's Eve, again, right here by the radio station. 805-635-4217 for Max. And then the two up north here, just up, I believe, around Welsona Road. They're both female, Brittany Spaniel and a German Shepherd. Spaniel is brown and white, the Shepherd black and gold. They do have collars. The Spaniel has a gray one. The Shepherd has a pink one. No tags, but they are chipped, and they're about 35 to 40 pounds. 805-835-5199. Come on, let's get them home. All right, World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, time for trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out yonder, known as the One Niner Diner, that is at the airport. Every day, they're open breakfast and lunch, and contest rules do apply. They are on file. This may be pretty easy, but we will see. We will see. According to a survey, here's our survey things here. What is, for Americans, the most important amendment? According to a survey from 2025, what is the most important amendment? 238-5775. 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? Which one do you think it is that most Americans say, you know what, this is the one?
I'm not even going to write it down. I'm just going to hold up a finger.
Glad you used that finger. It was not the old DePomo salute, as we sometimes refer to it, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The Second Amendment.
No, not the Second Amendment. As a matter of fact, only 17% of Americans think that the Second Amendment is important. I don't know where or how this was taken, but only 17%? If that is true, that's scary. Wow. Hi, good morning. You're on trivia.
Good morning. It's the First Amendment.
Yes, it is. 57% of Americans responded that the First Amendment is the most important, which I think that's too low.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I do too. But you're exercising it right now, so good for you. May I have your name, please?
My name is Melissa. Last name is Saylor. S-A-L-E-R.
Saylor?
Saylor.
Oh, Saylor, Saylor, Saylor. Melissa.
Yo, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you've heard that too many times in your life, haven't you?
Sure love what you do, Kevin. Listen to you every day.
All right. Well, thank you, Melissa. We have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day and your rights.
Thank you so much. You have a good day, too. God bless you.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Yep, 57%, according to this, that the First Amendment is the most important among, and then compared to just 17% who named the Second Amendment. My goodness. Again, I think, well, 57 is low, but the 17 is kind of scary low. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive.
The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented a new HAS Alert Safety Cloud system. This new technology alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching. The system requires no action from drivers. The first event to honor the life and legacy of Norma Moy will be a rosary vigil tonight at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-50s, it's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Alrighty, also part of this survey, no surprise that many Americans, a majority, often struggle to name all five rights it protects, by the way. And many view the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment, particularly free speech, as the basis upon which all other rights and liberties are built and protected. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.